next on the 5 o'clock report.
9 minutes and 29 seconds.
Imagine that Donald Trump had used the exact same words on January 6th. He had told people to go and get confrontational.
We know that.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price, awaiting a verdict.
The nation and, frankly, the world will be watching this verdict.
That is our top story at 5, a nation on edge tonight as we wait the verdict. In the Derek Chauvin murder trial, the former Minneapolis cop accused of killing George Floyd after kneeling on his neck for over 9 minutes last May.
9 minutes and 29 seconds. During this time, George Floyd struggled, desperate to breathe. He was trapped with the unyielding pavement, as unyielding as the men who held him down.
Today, the prosecution and the defense delivered their closing arguments, and the judge has just finished giving the jury instructions. Now we wait. Meantime, California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters raising some eyebrows after she said this during a recent protest in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center.
We've got to fight for justice. We've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we need this.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has called for Maxine Waters to be disciplined for her incendiary remarks. The New York Post has called for Waters to be impeached. Mark Thiessen writes for the Washington Post.
Imagine that Donald Trump had used the exact same words on January 6th, what the Democrats would be saying, if he had told people to go and get confrontational. They impeached him for incitement.
Thiessen says Congresswoman Waters has rolled the dice on keeping the peace, and if people end up getting killed because of her words, she'll have to live with that.
She knows this is a powder keg, and she's pouring oil on the fire and inciting people and telling people. She goes into an area where there have been riots and says and breaks curfew and tells people to get confrontational with the police. It's just completely irresponsible. Everyone should be calling for calm.
Pete Hegseth at Fox News has accused Maxine Waters of race baiting at a time when tensions are already sky high.
Not only did she say get more confrontational, she also accused anyone who's against the police reform she wants as a racist. So automatically, if you're on the right wing, you're a racist.
Police across the country, meantime, on high alert tonight as they await a verdict. Dermot Shea, the police commissioner in New York City.
We certainly have a tough week or two up ahead. A lot is going to obviously hinge on the outcome in Minneapolis, but I think we, like everyone else, like the whole country, whether you're in law enforcement or not, is kind of watching with bated breath to what comes out of that trial.
In major cities across the country, officers working 12-hour shifts with no days off in preparation for potential violence. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has activated 1,000 members of the National Guard to help keep the peace in Philly as the nation awaits a verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. An arrest today in the Austin, Texas area.
You lock your fingers on top of your head. Turn around, face away from me. Do it now.
A police arresting a former sheriff's deputy wanted in yesterday's shooting in Austin that left 3 people dead. Authorities say the suspect knew the victims. 8 people still missing, but the U.S. Coast Guard now suspending its search for survivors after a vessel capsized off the coast of Louisiana last week. Captain Will Watson says it wasn't an easy decision, but one that had to be made after a week of searching.
We've had to make a difficult decision to suspend search and rescue efforts.
6 of 19 crew members were rescued shortly after the 235-foot vessel was heaved onto its side in hurricane-force winds during a spring storm last week. Officials say the mission has now shifted from rescue to recovery. A pandemic milestone today is all American adults are now eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Pandemic point man, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says it's time for vaccine doubters to reconsider.
Hopefully, when people see that where they are, because of the fact that there's relatively less people getting vaccinated, that they'll look around and say, wait a minute, we're getting a lot of infections. Maybe there really is something to this vaccination issue.
Dr. Fauci says a decision on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine could come later this week. The J&J shot on hold after some problems with blood clotting. an historic first flight today on Mars. NASA's Ingenuity helicopter became the first aircraft to take flight on another planet.
Altimeter data confirmed that Ingenuity has performed its first flight.
Lots of celebrating at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, as Ingenuity took off from the surface of Mars. Space consultant Bill Harwood.
Mars is 178 million miles from Earth right now, and radio signals take about 32 minutes to make the round trip. That meant Ingenuity had to carry out the flight on its own without any guidance from Earth.
The car-sized chopper weighs about 4 pounds and will explore ice caps, canyons, and remote surfaces in advance of human explorations, which could get underway in the next decade. On Mars. Still to come this Monday, winter weather on the way. Governor Cuomo dodges the media, and Governor Wolf gets the vaccine.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Here's the call for tonight. Skies will be clouding up, and there'll be a shower in spots. Low temperatures dipping toward 40. For tomorrow, plenty of clouds, chance for a shower. Temperatures will peak only in the 40s in western New York, but range up to near 60 in eastern Pennsylvania. It'll be a mixed condition thereafter for Tuesday night and Wednesday. In western New York, snow or rain changing to snow with accumulations likely. Temperatures Wednesday no higher than the 30s. South and east, though, there'll be a slower transition. And in fact, Wednesday will be mild in eastern Pennsylvania, the eastern southern tier of New York, with showers and rumbles and morning temperatures falling from the 50s.
All right, Kevin Williams, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Monday, April 19th. Don't put away the snow shovel just yet, as Kevin just mentioned. Old Man Winter making a comeback tomorrow night, dropping some snow in ski country, sending temps plummeting parts of western New York. You could be looking at several inches of white stuff tomorrow night into Wednesday. With so much focus on policing these days, law enforcement officers in Syracuse, New York, are getting more training when it comes to crisis intervention.
Training that teaches officers about de-escalation techniques and communication techniques for dealing with persons in crisis and persons with a mental illness.
Lieutenant Steve Abbott with the Syracuse, New York Police Department says law enforcement from 30 departments across central New York now taking part in that training. A new Siena College poll shows New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's favorability rating at an all-time low.
Yeah, Bill, the governor's job performance numbers continue their downward trend. His favorability rating is at 40%. That's the worst since he took office more than a decade ago. Still, a majority of New Yorkers do not think Cuomo should resign. The governor gets high marks for his handling of the pandemic, even though he's under investigation for COVID deaths at nursing homes and faces sexual harassment accusations. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. Governor Cuomo continues to dodge reporters as he faces several investigations. Today, the governor said the press will continue to be barred from his news conferences until, quote, we get back to normal with this pandemic. Cuomo has banned members of the media ever since the scandals hit. The Hilton, New York community still reeling over the arrest of longtime Northwood Elementary School principal Kirk Ashton. He's accused of sexually abusing 9 boys over the past 4 years. District Superintendent Casey Kosiorek.
The Hilton Central School District has a long road to recovery. We know that.
Nicole Boothby's son goes to Northwood and says this scandal has eroded trust in that Rochester suburb.
I try to, you know, see the best in people, and now I just feel like, you know, it's kind of taken that away. And also my son, who thought this guy who made him feel special and important and seen and heard was really a bad guy. And that's, I think that's what a lot of families are probably experiencing.
From now on, all student visits to the principal's office at Hilton Central will be logged. Also, there will be no more closed-door meetings, and parents will be notified whenever a student is called to the principal's office at Hilton Central. Today, several local school districts welcome back students full-time for the first time since the pandemic began. These moms near Rochester, New York, are glad to be done with the hybrid learning model.
Nervous and excited at the same time. She's super excited. We're happy for her. They need it. I think it's great for them educationally, but also the mental, the emotional, the social is super, super critical.
The return to full-time in-person learning was made possible after the state cut social distancing requirements from 6 feet down to 3. Today, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that museums and zoos can increase capacity to 50% starting 1 week from today. That's the date that movie theaters in the state can also increase occupancy to 33%.
It's about pivoting from COVID close down to post-COVID reopening. And there's a season for everything. And this is the season for renewal and for change.
The governor also announcing today that indoor arenas can increase capacity to 25% starting May 19th. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf got his COVID-19 shot today.
The more people who get vaccinated, the safer all of us are going to be and the sooner we can get out of it.
About 20% of the Commonwealth now fully vaccinated. Well, as COVID restrictions are being lifted in Pennsylvania, more folks are hitting the gym to get back in shape. Gym owners and personal trainers grateful for that.
COVID has affected us in so many ways, but in the same time, we still found ways to support the community and the community support us.
Tammy Pettigrew runs the YMCA in Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks were down today as tech shares fell, the Dow dropping 122 points, the NASDAQ lost 138, and the S&P 500 was off by 22. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Trying to keep children entertained on the weekends can be expensive. A family of four can easily spend $50 just going to the movies. Here are some free ways to occupy the kids. Check out your community calendar. Most towns hold free events, and you or the kids might run into friends at one of them. If you have smaller kids and don't feel like going out, build a blanket fort. Invite the neighbor kids over and make a play date out of it. Don't be surprised if adults end up playing in the fort, too. How about visiting an elderly or disabled person nearby? You and the kids can look for ways to help, and it's also a great way to share life and the gospel with someone. And that never costs a dime.
Your money and your life belong to God. Learn to manage them both well when you visit MoneyWise.org. Write it down, MoneyWise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Yeah, man, how about this? It's kind of interesting because you being a big Boston fan, it's Patriots Day, and the Red Sox did it again. They knocked off the White Sox 11-4. If you don't know, it commemorates the Battle of Lexington and Concord back in 1775. I was just a wee lad then. Boston Marathon usually run on this day as well, but it will be held on October 11th instead. The Twins and A's will not play baseball in Oakland today, rescheduled part of a tentative doubleheader tomorrow due to COVID-19 contact tracing within the Twins organization. Minnesota also had games postponed Saturday and Sunday in Anaheim. Phillies in action tonight at home against San Fran. Nationals take on St. Louis. If you're wondering why Nationals, because their AAA affiliate is Rochester, the Red Wings. NBA action, Cavaliers in Detroit. Philadelphia at home against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. And in women's college volleyball, well, Penn State was bounced yesterday. Pitt shocked Minnesota. They had the lead, but they fall to Washington in 5 sets of the quarterfinals. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delpiet.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Here's the call for tonight. Skies will be clouding up, and there'll be a shower in spots. Low temperatures dipping toward 40. For tomorrow, plenty of clouds, chance for a shower. Temperatures will peak only in the 40s in western New York, but range up to near 60 in eastern Pennsylvania. It'll be a mixed condition thereafter for Tuesday night and Wednesday. In western New York, snow or rain changing to snow with accumulations likely. Temperatures Wednesday no higher than the 30s. South and east, though, there'll be a slower transition. And in fact, Wednesday will be mild in eastern Pennsylvania, the eastern southern tier of New York, with showers and rumbles and morning temperatures falling from the 50s.
All righty, Kevin Williams. Finally at 5, senior citizens across Tioga County, New York, got a helping hand with their spring cleaning this past weekend. High school students assisted their elderly neighbors in sprucing up their property. 78-year-old Ginny Murray of Owego says she appreciated it.
Help us with providing these young kids that want to help are willing to come and help us old folks, you know. It's a good thing.
It's all part of the Tioga County Rural Ministry. Ministry spring cleanup program. The teenagers raked leaves, did some mulching, and performed other outdoor tasks just to show how much they care. 12 teams of around 20 kids helping out on properties all over Tioga County, New York.
Sound like a whole bunch of hometown heroes. I like it.
Yeah, a lot of them. And on Wednesday, they can help shovel snow.
The 5 o'clock report was sponsored in part by Phil Jones Seedway, farm partner of Arkport, New York. They provide vegetative...